నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్ భవతి నైష్టికి. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనా శలాకయా చక్షురుమిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. ముఖం కరోటి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగయతే గిరిం యత్కృపా తమ్మహం వందే శ్రీ గురుం దీనతారణం. గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కిర్జీ జై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. థ్యాంక్ యూ మాతాజీ. హరి బోల్.
Thank you very much. And the last read that you heard while she was chanting the prayers with me, I finally was able to get through my home phone. So I'm happy now. I don't have to be charged for the minutes. All right, so last week we started reading about the different incarnations of the Lord. And as an answer to one of the questions, I think it was the fourth question, was asked by the sages of Naimisharanya, like, why did the Lord take birth from the womb of Devaki? And what are his incarnations? So these are two different types of incarnations that we have been described. The Purusha avatars, which are the Garbha Dakshay Vishnu, Karana Dakshay Vishnu, and Shiro Dakshay Vishnu, and the Leela avatars. So now we are reading about the Leela avatars of the Lord. So we read about the Boar incarnation, then we read about then we read about Narad Muni. And then in that we read about the specific purpose of Narad Muni was Sri Narad informs these foolish Kalpa Raja and fruited workers how to realize the reality of happiness. He gives direction to the diseased men of the world how one's present engagement can lead one to the path of spiritual emancipation. So last week we were just discussing this particular line and we were hearing everyone share their views. And we were specifically talking about us in a woman's body and understanding what is, my prescribed duty. So how one's present engagement, so my prescribed duties, if I do it nicely and sincerely, then I will be going on the path of spiritual emancipation. So just doing our duties properly is very important. And in the Bhagavad Gita, two different places, Lord Sri Krishna says that it is better to do one's own duty imperfectly than to do another's duty perfectly. So it is better to do our own duties, even if we are imperfect in it, but it is better to stick to our duties. And then we discussed about, what are the duties of a woman and how important that particular contribution is. Even if the society may not value it anymore that much, but it is still a very, very important contribution that the woman does from serving in the background, being the string in the strand of pearls, being that, it's holding everything together, the woman's role. So it's very important. If we just do our duties nicely, we can attract the grace of the Lord. And while I was researching, and I'm still researching the topic, celebrating womanhood, I came across this very nice shloka. I will share it when we are studying that topic also, but I just thought it was very exciting, so I'll share it now. So in the fifth canto, there is this verse where it is described that how all the Lakshmis, right, in Brahma Samhita we have Lakshmi Sahasra Sat Brahma Se Sada Brahma Sevyamanam. Right? How all these Sahasra Lakshmis, thousands of Lakshmis are there, and how each one of them is cleaning the floor in Vaikuntha. The floor in Vaikuntha is anyway clean only. But they're still cleaning the floor. So they feel that just by doing that service of cleaning, they might attract the grace of the Lord. So they are just thinking, yeah, we keep cleaning all the time, cooking all the time, taking care of our children, taking care of the guests, managing so many different things in the house, and then sometimes I feel there are a thousand variety of things in the house, and we have to organize each of these thousand things properly in its place. It's a pretty random, but if we just do all that nicely, we take pride in that and we do it nicely, then Krishna will be pleased. We will be able to attract the grace of the Lord. So if Lakshmi Devi is cleaning, then our cleaning also will have meaning. I just got a lot of hope. So next time I clean, I feel, yeah, I'm going to attract grace of the Lord. So we will read from text 9 now. So all these different incarnations of the Lord are described. What I'll do is I'll request Shalini Talwar Mataji, if you can lead us from text 9 to 12. you can read the Sanskrit translation and purports for us, and then I'll request somebody else to read.
Thank you, Mataji. I'll try to chant the Sanskrit one. Turiya dharma kala sarge nara narayana vrishi bhutvat mo tasamupetam akarat duscharam tapaha. Translation. In the fourth incarnation, the Lord became Nar and Narayana, the twin sons of the wife of King Dharma. Thus, he undertook severe and exemplary penances to control the senses. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As King Rishabh advised his sons, tapasya or voluntary acceptance of penance for realization of the transcendence is the only duty of the human being. It was so done by the Lord himself in an exemplary manner to teach us. The Lord is very kind to the forgetful souls. He therefore comes himself and leaves behind necessary instructions and also sends his good sons as representatives to call all the conditioned souls back to Godhead. Recently, within the memory of everyone, Lord Chaitanya also appeared for the same purpose, to show special favor to fallen souls of this age of iron industry. The incarnation of Narayana is worshipped still at Badri Narayan on the range of the Himalayas. Text 9. Pancham Kapilo Nama Siddheshwa Kal Viplutam. Sorry. Pravat Chasure Sankhya Tatva Grama Vinir Nayam. Translation. The fifth incarnation named Lord Kapila is foremost among perfected beings. He gave an exposition of the creative elements and metaphysics to Asuri Brahmana. For in course of time, this knowledge had been lost. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The sum total of the creative elements is 24 in all. Each and every one of them is explicitly explained in the system of Sankhya philosophy. Sankhya philosophy is generally called metaphysics by the European law scholars. The etymological meaning of Sankhya is that which explained very lucidly by analysis of the material elements. This was done for the first time by Lord Kapila, who is said herein to be the fifth in line of the incarnations. Text 11. Shashtam Atre Patyatvam Vrata Praptos Nasuyaya Anvishiki Kilmakarya Prahlad Dibhya Uchivan. Sorry, Mataji, my Sanskrit is really bad. I don't know how to pronounce it. Translation. The sixth incarnation of the Purusha was the son of the sage Atri. He was born from the womb of Anasuya, who prayed for an incarnation. He spoke on the subject of transcendence to Alarka, Prahlad, and others, Yadu, Haya, Hayaya, etc. Purport. The Lord incarnated himself as Datreya, the son of Rishi Atri and Anasuya. The history of the birth of Datreya as an incarnation of the Lord is mentioned in the Brahmananda Purana in connection with the story of the devoted wife. It is stated there that Anasuya, the wife of Rishi Atri, prayed before the Lord Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva as follows. My lords, if you are pleased with me and if you desire me to ask from you some sort of blessings, then I pray that you combine together to become my son. This was accepted by the Lord, and as Datreya, the Lord expounded the philosophy of the spirit soul and specially instructed Alarka, Prahlad, Yadu and Hayaya, etc. Text 12. Tataha Satam Akutyam Ruchir Yogya Bhajayat Sa Yamadhya Sur Ganer Patswaya Mabhuvataram. Translation. The seventh incarnation was Yagna, the son of Prajapati Ruchi and his wife Akuti. He controlled the period during the change of the Swayambhu Manu and was assisted by demigods such as his son Yama. Purport. the administrative post occupied by the demigods for maintaining the regulations of the material world are offered to the highly elevated pious living beings. When there is a scarcity of such pious living beings, the Lord incarnates himself as Brahma, Prajapati, Indra, etc. and takes up the charge. During the period of Swayambhu Manu, the present period is of Vaivasvata Manu. There was no suitable living being who could occupy the post of Indra, the king of the Indralok heaven planet. The Lord himself at that time became Indra, assisted by his own sons like Yama and other demigods. Lord Yajna ruled the administration of the universal affairs. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you. Sangeeta, would you like to read from 13, or maybe 13 and 14? No, wait, let me see, sorry. 13 to... Yeah, 13 to 20?
Sure, okay, here I go. अष्टमे मेरुदेव्यां तु नाभिर्जतारुक्रमः दर्शयान् वर्तमादुर्नामी सर्वश्रमा नमस्कृतम् Translation. The eighth incarnation was King Rishabh, son of King Nabhi and his wife Meru Devi. In this incarnation, the Lord shows the path of perfection, which is followed by those who have fully controlled their senses and who are honored by all orders of life. Purpose of Srila Prabhupada. The society of human beings is naturally divided into eight by orders and statuses of life. The four divisions of occupation and four divisions of cultural advancement. The intelligent class, the administrative class, the productive class and the laborer class are the four divisions of occupation. And the student life, the householder's life, retired life and renounced life are the four statuses of cultural advancement towards the path of spiritual realization. Out of these, the renounced order of life or the order of sannyasa is considered the highest of all, and a sannyasi is constitutionally the spiritual master for all the orders and divisions. In the sannyasa order also, there are four stages of upliftment towards perfection. These stages are called Kutichaka, Bahudaka, Parivrajaka Acharya and Paramahimsa. The Paramahimsa stage of life is the highest stage of perfection. This order of life is respected by all others. Maharaja Rishabh, the son of King Nabhi and Meru Devi, was an incarnation of the Lord, and he instructed his sons to follow the path of perfection by tapasya, which sacrifices one's existence and enables one to attain the stage of spiritual happiness, which is eternal and ever-increasing. Every living being is searching after happiness, but no one knows where eternal and unlimited happiness is obtainable. Foolish men seek after material sense pleasure as a substitute for real happiness, but such foolish men forget that temporary so-called happiness derived from sense pleasures is also enjoyed by the dogs and hawks. No animal, bird or beast is bereft of this sense pleasure. In every species of life, including the human form of life, such happiness is immensely obtainable. The human form of life, however, is not meant for such cheap happiness. The human life is meant for attaining eternal and unlimited happiness by spiritual realization. The spiritual realization is obtained by tapasya or undergoing voluntarily the path of penance and of abstinence from material pleasure. Those who have been trained for abstinence in material pleasures are called dhira or men undisturbed by the senses. Only these dhiras can accept the orders of sannyasa and they can gradually rise to the status of the paramahimsa, which is adored by all members of society. King Rishabha propagated this mission, and at the last stage, he became completely aloof from the material bodily needs, which is a rare stage not to be imitated by foolish men and worshipped by all. Okay, it's 1.3.14. Rishibeya chito bheje na nava mampar पार्थिवानि दुग्धे माम् असाधिर्विप्रास्ते तेनायं स उषातमः. Translation. O Brahmanas, in the ninth incarnation, the Lord, prayed for by sages, accepted the body of a king, Prithu, who cultivated the land to yield various produce, and for that reason the earth was beautiful and attractive. Before the advent of King Prithu, there was great havoc of maladministration due to the vicious life of the previous king, the father of Maharaja Prithu. The intelligent class of men, namely the sages and the brahmanas, not only prayed for the Lord to come down, but also dethroned the previous king. It is the duty of the king to be pious and thus look after the all-round welfare of the citizens. Whenever there is some negligence on the part of the king in discharging his duty, the intelligent class of men must dethrone him. The intelligent class of men, however, do not occupy the royal throne because they have much more important duties for the welfare of the public. Instead of occupying the royal throne, they prayed for the incarnation of the Lord, and the Lord came as Maharaja Prithu. Real intelligent men or qualified brahmanas never aspire for political posts. Maharaja Prithu excavated many produces from the earth, and thus not only did the citizens become happy to have such a good king, but the complete site of the earth also became beautiful and attractive. Just a second, it's uploading here. रूपं साजाग्रहे मत्स्यां चक्षुसोदति साम्प्लवे नेवी अरोप्या माहिमय्यम् अपद्वैवष्टमम्. Translation. When there was a complete inundation after the period of the Chakshu Manu and the whole world was deep within water, accepted the form of a fish and protected Vaivashtava Manu, Vaivashvata Manu, keeping him up on a boat. According to Sripad Sridhara Swami, the original commentator on the Bhagavatam, there is not always a devastation after the change of every Manu, and yet this inundation after the period of Chakshusa Manu took place in order to show some wonders to Satyavrata. But Sri Jiva Goswami has given definite proofs from authoritative scriptures like Vishnu Dharmotra, Markandeya Purana, Harivamsa, etc., that there is always a devastation after the end of each and every Manu. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti has also supported Srila Jiva Goswami, and he, Sri Chakravarti, has also quoted from Bhagavatamrita about this inundation after each Manu. Apart from this, the Lord, in order to show special favor to Satyavrata, a devotee of the Lord, in this particular period, incarnated himself. Text 1.3.16. सुरसुरानामुदाते मथनातं मन्दराचलं दग्रेकमातारूपेण पृष्ट एकादशी विभुः.
The 11th incarnation of the Lord took the form of a tortoise who shall serve as a pivot for the Mandarachala hill, which was being used as a churning rod by the priests and atheists of the universe. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Once both the atheists and the theists were engaged in producing nectar from the sea so that all of them could become deathless by drinking it. At that time, the Mandarachala hill was used as a churning rod, and the shell of Lord Tortoise, the incarnation of Godhead, became the resting place of the hill in the sea water. 1.3.17.
Dhanvantaram dvadasamam त्रयोदासमम् एव च अटयाय सुरानान्यान् मोहिन्यमोयान् स्त्रिया.
Translation. In the 12th incarnation, the Lord appeared as Dhanvantri, and in the 13th, he allured the atheist by the charming beauty of a woman and gave nectar to the demigods to drink. Chapter 1.3.18.
चतुर्दशं नरसिंहं दिव्या दैत्येन्द्रन् उर्जितं तदारकराजिर्यूरवा
Eerakam Patakrityata. Translation. In the 14th incarnation, the Lord appeared as Narasimha and bifurcated the strong body of the atheist Hiranyakashipu with his mace, just as a carpenter pierces his cane. 1.3.19 Panchata Samvamak Vamanakam Kritva Adhvar Advambale Tada Prayaniya Chamanaha Pratyadishtu Pripishtapam. In the 15th incarnation, the Lord assumed the form of a dwarf Brahmana. And visited the arena of sacrifice arranged by Maharaja Bali. Although at heart he was willing to regain the kingdom of the three planetary systems, he simply asked for a donation of three steps of land. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Almighty God can bestow upon anyone the kingdom of the universe from a very small beginning, and similarly, he can take away the kingdom of the universe on the plea of begging a small piece of land. 1.3.20 Avatare sodasame Pashyan Brahmadruo Nirpan Priyasatta Kritava Kupito Nekshatram Akaron Mahim. In the 16th incarnation of the Godhead, the Lord, as Bhrigupati, annihilated the administrative class, Kshatriyas, 21 times, being angry with them because of their rebellion against the Brahmanas, the intelligent class. The Kshatriyas, or the administrative class of men, are expected to rule the planet by the direction of the intelligent class of men, who give direction to the rulers in terms of the standard Shastras, or the books of revealed knowledge. The rulers carry on the administrator according to that direction. Whenever there is disobedience on the part of the Kshatriyas or the administrative class against the orders of the learned and intelligent Brahmanas, the administrators are removed by force from the posts and arrangement is made for better administration. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Shalini Mataji and Sangeeta. This whole chapter is about the different incarnations of the Lord. And it shows yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttama dhamma dharmasya tadatmanam sujamiham paritranaya sadhu nam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma sansthapanathaya sambhavani yuge yuge. From these verses we come to know that the Lord has a purpose to come into the world. So one of the purposes is paritranaya sadhu nam, to deliver the pious, vinashaya chaduskritam, to annihilate the miscreants, dharma sansthapanathaya, right, so as to re-establish the principles of religion. So the Lord keeps coming to reclaim all of us. And he also comes, these are like external reasons where he comes, but inner reason is he comes to give association to his devotees and perform pastimes. So that we in Kaliuga also, just by remembering the pastimes he has performed, we can also get purified and go back to Godhead. And therefore, the hearing of the Lord's pastime has been stressed. And we hear the pastimes of the Lord, and there's a very beautiful shloka in the Gopi Gita, Tava Kathamritam. It's, you can search for that on my blog. I don't remember the verse number. It explains why we should hear about the pastimes of the Lord. Yeah, it is 10, Canto 10, Chapter 31, Text 9. I'll read it out. Tava Kathamritam Tata Jivanam Kavi Bhiriditam Karma Shapaham Shravana Mangalam Srimadatatam Bhuvi Grinanti Bhuvi Dajana. This is sung by the Gopis, the Gopi Gita. And they say, Tava Kathamritam, the nectar of your words and the description of your activities, they're telling Lord Shri Krishna, are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations, transmitted by learned sages, eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly those who spread the message of Godhead most munificent. Right? So this is so beautiful, right? When these narrations of your pastimes and activities, which are the life and soul of those suffering in the material world, so when these narrations are transmitted by the sages, then we, who are stuck in the cycle of birth and death and are living through our sinful reactions, all those sinful reactions are eradicated and good fortune comes upon us. So therefore the Lord descends so that we can all take shelter of His, shelter of the narration of His pastimes, and we can experience His pastimes and experience Lord Shri Krishna at this very moment. If we just pay attention to His message and hear His message, and then of course in text, in chapter 2 we have read about how He personally cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of that devotee who is taken to hear the message. But here it's not just, you know, it's just, even if you just hear the pastimes of the Lord, with great attention, so much advancement is made. Because they relieve us from all the pain that suffering we are going through in our life. So there were some things I wanted to cover from some of the purports that we have read. And especially as the month of Kartik is starting next week, we all must have some vow or some, you know, extra thing that we want to do in devotional service. Right? So today we read about this austerity. So we read a little bit about the austerity that Prabhupada has talked about in two of the purports. I'm just trying to get to that purport.
Advancement and, you know,
because everyone is different, so it's going to be different for everyone, but then there are some recommendations about increased hearing, increased chanting, increased association, increased service. Now, what you do in that is a personal thing. So, let's discuss this thing. What is this tapasya and what tapasya can we do? What is our understanding of tapasya? And just to set the mood right, I'd like to read from 9th canto, 4th chapter, 26th verse in the purport. So, it's basically that the 9th canto, 4th chapter is talking about Maharaj Ambarish and how he performed, by performing devotional service to the Lord, he practiced severe austerity. So, it says the king of this planet, Maharaj Ambarish, just performed devotional service to the Lord and in this endeavor practiced severe austerity. So, always satisfying the Lord by his constitutional activities, he gradually gave up all material desires. And then Prabhupada writes down in the purport. You can read it. It's 9th canto, 4th chapter, 26th verse. And 27th also. But I think it's the 26th verse Prabhupada writes this purport. He says, severe austerity is in the practice of devotional service are of many varieties. For example, in worshipping the deity in the temple, there are certainly laborious activities. Sri Vigrahara, Dhananityanana, Shringaratanman, Devamaya, Janado. One must decorate the deity, cleanse the temple, bring water from the Ganges and Yamuna, continue the routine work, perform arati many times, prepare first-class food for the deity, prepare dresses and so on. In this way, one must constantly be engaged in various activities and the hard labor involved is certainly an austerity. Similarly, the hard labor involved in preaching, preparing literature, preaching to atheistic men and distributing literature door to door is of course an austerity. Tapu yuktena, tapu divyam puttaka. Such austerity is necessary. Yena sattvam shudhriyet. By such austerity and devotional service, one is purified of material existence. Kaman shanair jahau. Indeed, such austerity leads one to the constitutional position of devotional service. In this way, one can give up material desires, and as soon as one is freed from material desires, he is free from the repetition of birth and death, old age and disease. So, the more and more we engage in these devotional service, the more and more our subtle body will dissolve. This mind, intelligence and ego that we have, the desires for enjoyment and all have, will gradually get dissolved. And we will become more and more situated in our constitutional position of eternal servant. And I was talking to Sundari Mataji, I don't know if she's on the call today, but she was sharing that she likes it when Radha Krishna Prabhu comes. She has a nice realization. I thought I should share it with everyone. And so I asked her, why do you like it when Radha Krishna Prabhu comes? She said that because she's attracted to his classes, then to make time to attend his classes, she has to do her other activities very fast. So she just does only as much as required. Even if she goes to the grocery store, she will just buy whatever is in her plan and her list and just come out quickly. So everything else, she just does the needful to give body and soul together so that she can devote time to hearing. So it was a nice realization that she said that that's why she wants to become more and more busy in devotional service. Because that's what Prabhupada is telling here. That the more and more we do devotional service, one thing is there is a higher taste. So we are naturally attracted to doing it. And gradually the lower things, you know, we feel, oh, this is going to distract me from my higher taste. I don't want to do. So it's important. Right? Kama and Shanair Jahu, because one gets purified by material existence. I just wanted to set the tone of the discussion right. So, so doing austerity strengthens the mind. That is real austerity. That is pleasing to Krishna. Austerity means to doing something that is pleasing to Krishna. Right? And to engage more and more in that. So, any thoughts on that? People would like to share their Kartik Vrat, or people would like to share what they feel has helped them by making some changes in their life, just to inspire all of us, or anything you want to share on this topic. So we have Madhavi Mataji on Skype, and then we have Sangeeta, and we have Shalini Talwar, and we have I'm blanked out. Who all are there on the call?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Rupali. Hare Krishna Mataji, this is Samuta.
Hare Krishna Mataji, this is Sarita.
Is any thoughts people would like to share? Come on. Ramutha Mataji, would you like to share something?
Hare Krishna Mataji, I was thinking, like what, I'm recollecting like what you have said, and you know, austerity means it should be pleasing to Krishna, not to, you know, not just, you know, I try to avoid some things, some food items or something, not like that. So, I didn't have a clue that Kartik month is coming, so I haven't given a thought to it. But so far what I've been seeing over the weeks is like whenever I'm completely engaged in some kind of service, like whether it is for preparing the class or, you know, going to temple for the classes or drama practice or any kind of activities that is involved, then, you know, I feel satisfied, I feel happy, my day is not wasted, you know, I did something nice today. But even, you know, if when I do my household chores nicely, I feel that same satisfaction I did today nicely. But when I, like, sometimes I go into the mood, I want to take it easy, and then, you know, I go into the internet or watch movies, things like that, then, you know, my mind is completely, I feel like, oh my goodness, how come I was not able to think properly, where was my intelligence, you know. Then I understood, like, I didn't start the day with the Krishna, so he gives the intelligence and the remembrance. So I forgot some days, I completely forget myself, like, as I need to engage in spiritual activities rather than other things. So my vow, if I'm taking anything, I haven't decided anything, because I want to decide so that, you know, I'll be able to keep up. I don't want to go jump overboard and then suffer, or, you know, I don't want to feel like that. Maybe I have done something wrong, you know. I want to voluntarily take that step that I'm doing a austerity, and I want to keep it, I want to finish till the end. So whatever it might be, I want to hear more and spend my whole day, that it's not it has to be some kind of dedication to the offering to the Lord, not as please something that I did for my own pleasure or my own happiness. So, but I haven't decided anything, Mataji. So, I need time.
You have time to decide.
Okay.
And also, you know, sometimes, like, don't get too caught up on, no, if I don't do it, I want to be sure, I want to do it till the end. You can always try, and then maybe some things you just will not be able to do, which is okay. I mean, we are not sahajiyas over here, and we are not samartha brahmans. You make an attempt, you try, and you pray to Krishna for strength.
Okay.
Then you will be able to continue whatever you decide.
Okay.
Otherwise, if you think that, oh, I will not be able to do, and all, then you're just depending on your own strength.
Yeah.
You pray to Krishna for strength, and you do it without the pressure that, oh, I have to do it every day, and if I don't do it every day, then Krishna, you know, oh, I'm a bad person. No, it's okay, you know. Don't even think about the next day. Just take one day at a time and do it.
Okay.
Will be pleased.
Okay, Mataji.
And also, this food-based austerities that devotees do, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, because any vrata that we do, like, you know, it helps us in staying regulated in our mind. You know, anything that we are trying to do, like, follow. So it regulates our mind and increases our determination. So any vow that we take. So it's okay. Some people have done
No, I used to do that. I used to do that, but my mind, like maybe initial days it would be like it is for Krishna, but later days it would be like for my own body to keep my body slim. Oh, this is helping me. My mind goes in different directions. So this year I was thinking it should be something that is all the time pleasing to Krishna. My mind should be always like it is. What I'm doing is pleasing to Krishna, not for my own keeping my body strong. Or I like to be fit, but not when I'm taking austerities. I don't want that to be the main cause for it.
I know. I know last year I was not in Seattle for Kartik. And I'm sorry there's a disturbance because the person is mowing the lawn outside and it's very loud and I can't do anything about it. But last year I was not here in Kartik, then I came back after Kartik and I saw so many devotees had lost weight. I asked them because I was there in India for about 2.5 months and I said, "Wow, you lost weight," and they were like, "Yes, because I did Kartik." So yeah, don't do it just to lose weight. Do it to please Krishna. Do it to increase your determination and
Yes.
regulation. I'm reading from Srila Prabhupada Swami's lectures from 2 years ago. He had talked about Kapil Dev Muni's instructions to devotees. So in my notes, I see that he's telling that practicing some voluntary austerity, maybe increasing your alms or some kind of vrata, where you are increasing spiritual and decreasing material involvement, just in principle. So it helps us stay very regulated, increases our determination, will gradually increase the desire to quantitatively and qualitatively, sorry, will gradually increase the desire to quantitatively and qualitatively improve. We are able to, it's like, if somebody's done a good business and they've made money over there, that means they know how to be successful. Right? So then they can apply that principle of how to be successful in other areas also. Maybe it is in preaching or it is in doing some devotional service or something like that. Or anything else, So similarly, if we practice this austerity, voluntarily increasing spiritual and voluntarily decreasing material involvements, then in principle, we know how to become regulated. Right? Then
Yes.
gradually, we can apply this explanation in other aspects of our spiritual life also. Is there anything others would like to share? Shalini, Talwar,
Madhavi Manjari, and Madhavi Chatti Mataji, Sarita
Mataji. So, speaking of sacrificing food, what kind of items can be sacrificed?
I don't know. I never do food austerity, so I don't know. Some people eat only Ekadashi Prasad throughout the Ekadashi. Some people eat only one time. Some people go on juice diet. See, all these sound like they want to lose weight. But I don't know. So whatever you, I don't know. I don't know how these food austerities work because I'm not able to do it.
Interesting, actually, because it can serve both material as well as spiritual gain, right?
Yeah, I think that's what we were talking about, Sangeeta.
Yeah, I know. What to do subconsciously, because it also there is a material benefit to doing this. I feel like doing it now.
Well, any
I know
spiritual thing
it's
you
long
do,
term. Huh?
any spiritual thing you do, see, when you do food austerities, you can see a material impact. You can see something positive happening. You are in shape, right? The other spiritual things we will do, we may not see a direct material impact, but it will have a positive impact on your on other activities also, because there is nothing separate as this is spiritual life, this is material life. It's all spiritual life only. So yeah, anyway, whatever anyone likes. But if somebody is doing food austerities, I would recommend that they must do some increased hearing or increased chanting or increased reading or increased devotional service, for the temple. Please do that also. Don't just remain at food.
That's true. No, I feel I've gotten much better in terms of managing my time, where I'm so devoted to your conference call that, okay, 11:30, no matter what, even if I have lunch invitations outside, I decline it completely. I tell them, that Tuesday and Thursday is a no-no for me. Other days I can still accommodate if need be, but Tuesday and Thursday is something that I don't like to be anywhere else but at home. And this is like
Thank
not
you.
that I'm saying, but it's just that
that I feel at least, I mean, I this hard met with, you know, such an unclean life, you know, there's so much of covering on me. So it is very important that I at least start doing things slowly but steadily, you know, without with unthinking things. So that should at least help me, you know, every step of the way. So I try to do that. But yeah, this hearing part is something that I'm not able to still accommodate. You just get so detracted, and there's other work, you know. So when I sit down on this call, I'm like completely focused. Apart from this, it's becoming very difficult for me to focus on hearing. For chanting, I've now made up my mind that I will do a minimum 2 rounds.
So, wow, very nice.
Yeah,
I bet
it
Hari Boy Sangeeta Mataji.
Tell me, Salwar,
like to share anything?
I did the last year after seeing so many devotees in the temple for 2 years that yes, they were doing food austerity, and I only did it in last 5 days. Then I was panchaka, Bhishma panchaka days, to have 5 days, and I was on Ekadasi food, and I promised myself I will never do it again. Because the only thing I thought about in those 5 days was just the normal food. I ate Ekadashi food and my head was hurting and it was very hard for me. I don't know how other people do it. They don't eat sweet or milk or anything. I just say austerity because my mind goes there. So I'm just thinking. I don't know whether I'm going to do it or not. Maybe I'll read just 10 pages of Krishna book in the night, because I do not want to even call it a one chapter, because some of the chapters are 70 pages, 80 pages long, so I know I will not be able to finish. So I will only say, okay, 10 pages, maybe I'll read, or I'm thinking, or maybe I'll do a chanting extra, but I have not yet decided, but definitely no food austerity for me, so.
I really like the idea. Navkishri Mataji yesterday gave a very good idea, right? That you learn one shloka every day. I think I will want to get into that business.
Oh, you're giving that idea.
Huh? I'm giving that
idea.
Is that the last call?
Oh, is it? I don't know the name. But that is a very good idea.
Yeah. See, I am a very attentive listener, okay?
Yes, you are.
I guess I'm not an attentive speaker.
Yes, Sarita Mataji. We'd like to hear from you.
Yeah, I want to do chanting 16 rounds continuously, Mataji. Here only I am not doing some. I am doing regularly from 2 months.
Wow.
I want to do continuously without failing.
Maybe you should sign up for 20 rounds. Then after Karthik, 16 will be very easy.
Oh, Mataji.
Sarita, you become an expert in whatever you learn, Sarita. I know about you. You make such excellent puris now, right? See, you become efficient in that also. So you can do it. You have it in your nose.
Okay.
You'll be successful.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you. Rupari Mataji, if you can speak and share something with us.
Yes, Mataji. I was thinking that in couple of weeks ago, everybody was sharing about the hearing. So before that, before Tulsi is born, I used to hear every day. I used to hear the lecture and I used to chant and everything regularly. But after Tulsi is born, it just became irregular. But after hearing that everybody's realizations, I thought that okay, I'll hear every day. Now from last week, I'm hearing the lectures. It's not though attentively, but I'm trying to, and I'm chanting 16 rounds. It's Tulsi.
Wow.
So in Kartik month, I didn't even plan. I just from you, I came to know that it's starting from next week. So I will that I'll continue the same. That's it, Mataji. I'm trying to do some service in the temple. I asked Raswati Mataji, I used to do the morning bhoga. So she said that, okay,
yeah.
So I'll try to do that too. And with Tanvi, we are reading the book, Krishna book and Bhagavatam. So I asked her that, okay, we'll both read together. And she asked the question, so I'm reading that again with her. So that's it, Mataji.
Okay. Oh, very nice.
And food austerity, I cannot do, Mataji. I even don't think about that. That's it, Mataji.
Thank you. Anyone else? Madhumi, Manjari, Mataji? Just 1 minute, I'll put you louder. Yes, Hare Krishna?
This is Madhavi, Mataji.
So this is Madhavi 30 from Seattle.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mataji. Yes, please share something.
I'm not a fan, but I'm planning to attend Mangala Arati regularly in the Kartik month.
Please take me with you.
Hare Krishna?
I said, please take me also with you. Wake me up and take me with you.
Sorry, I am not sure, but I am planning to. Please pray for us. Last year also, I thought like this only, but I attended once or twice.
Yeah, but you were in Bellevue last year.
I did 15 days regularly at my home only, in my home.
Hmm.
I woke only in the early in the morning. I did Aarti in my home only, Mataji.
Hmm. Very nice, Mataji. Thank you for sharing that. Very inspiring. And Madhavi, Manjari, Mataji? If you can share or if you're with a baby, then it's okay. It sounds like Mataji is busy with the baby. So yes, all glories to the Kartik month. I am still debating between three different things. One thing is attending Mangala Arati every day. One thing is chanting properly. I don't chant properly. I want to finish my rounds by a particular time. And not just finish, but chant attentively and maybe increase my rounds also. And I'm debating between increased hearing, increased reading. I think I need to hear more. So, I think I'll be more clear in the next couple of days and I can share with all of you. It's very inspiring to hear from everyone, and I'm glad we're all working towards it together, so we'll have each other's strength. All glories to the month of Kartik. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, yes. But how many rounds do you do extra?
Well, it's up to you. I'm thinking, okay, now, please don't think I'm going to do it. I'm still thinking, as all of you are thinking. I want to do 20.
I don't think I can do 25, but maybe 20 I want to do. There were times I was doing it, like, the summer I was doing, on some days I was, like, doing continuously 20 rounds. Like, maybe 3-4 days at a stretch I was able to do, then again I stopped. So, I want to increase, and I felt that when I increase my rounds, it helped me focus better on my 16 rounds, because I don't chant properly. But I've done it only very rarely, maybe 4-5 days like that, but I really liked it. So, let's see. Gandhraj, Kino, Bhagavatam, anyone else, anything?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.